Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking on a recorded line. Are you interested in participating in the Maryland abuse lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
We can definitely see if we are going to be able to assist you here, okay? And have you already found an attorney, or this would be the first time?
First time.
Okay, so you had not signed anything electronically or on your phone, is that correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and ask you a few questions here. Are you currently a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that may need our assistance on getting some help, or not at this moment?
Not at the moment.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just go ahead and ask you a few preliminary questions here, okay? Have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and the abuse that you experienced, did that involve someone affiliated with a school, an institution, or a church while you were under their care?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Which facility did the abuse occur at?
No, I was actually attending school in Maryland at the time.
Okay, in Maryland? And which one was that in Maryland? Do you have the name?
It's called Thomas J.S. Waxter Children's Center.
Okay, that's in Morrill, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm really sorry to hear that. I'm going to go ahead and grab some information here so that we can go ahead and get your information in. Right. Okay. And that would be in Morrill of Maryland. All right. And it looks like it's closed now. Okay. And tell me a little bit more about the abuse you suffered. Again, I'm only asking just so that we can collect your information and we can assist you in the best way that we can, okay? When did the abuse occur?
I was about 16 years old.
16.
So I want to say I was around 16.
Okay, 16 years old. Okay, what's your age at this point today?
Today, I am 38.
38? Okay, so that would have been about 22 years ago, is that correct? Maybe about 2002, 2003, does that sound about right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I see. Do you happen to recall the month that the abuse may have happened? Do you remember how long you were there for?
I was there for at least 4 months. It's lunchtime for my baby too, so.
Okay. No, I understand. No, I understand. I just want to make sure that we're collecting information, but I don't mind the baby, of course. Don't worry. Okay, so you said that you were there at the facility for about a month. Do you happen to recall what month that may have been in around 2002?
No, you're wrong. I was there for like almost 4 months, actually.
4 months.
It happened around like maybe July. Hold on, Mama.
Okay. Maybe July. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put around July, maybe again 2002. And during the 4 months that you were there, what had happened? Tell me a little bit more about the details of what happened to you.
Well, kind of got people around me right now, so I don't want to say too much. But, he was touching me in places where he shouldn't have been. He was forcing me to do things I didn't want to do, like oral sex. And, you know, I was like, you know, I'm going to, you know, tell, you know, he's like, you know, I'll kill you. I'll kill your family. He was, you know, making all types of threats towards me and still proceeding to do whatever he was doing.
I'm really sorry to hear that. I'm just going to go ahead and reiterate the information, and I'll just say it once so that we don't have to go over it again, that the male, he was touching you in your private places, and he did force you to perform oral sex and threaten you if you did not comply with his request. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, and the male that had abused you, what was his role at the facility at Thomas Waxter? Did he work there?
Yeah, he was one of the teachers there.
teacher. Oh, I'm just sorry to hear that. Okay. Okay. And did this happen once or did it happen multiple times during the 4 months that you were there?
Like maybe 3 or 4 times.
Okay, got it. 3 or 4 times. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Do you happen to recall his name? It's okay if you don't recall. I know it was a while back. Okay, that's okay.
I remember his name. Mr. Farmer.
Mr. Farmer?
Farmer, P-A-R-M-A-N.
M-A-N. I see. I'm really sorry to hear that. Thank you for sharing that information. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and now give them a description of the teacher. Go ahead and let me know what you can recall. So you said that he was male. Was he tall? What was his ethnicity? Did he, you know, what are some features that would describe him?
Well, yes, he was tall. He was African American and he was bald headed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. Okay, anything else? Do you recall any specific, like, tattoos, piercings, if he wore glasses, if he had a beard at the time, if he was much older?
No, he was just barefaced. Yes, he was older. He was, like, maybe he was in his 40s, early 50s.
I see. Okay, thank you so much for sharing that information. Okay, and... Okay. And where did the abuse occur during this time? Was it in your room and at the
in the little area where we wash at, the shower area?
Shower area. Okay, thank you so much. And did you ever disclose this abuse to anyone?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Okay. And in a few words here, how would you describe how the abuse has affected your life since you were so young and, you know, of course this happened? Tell me a little bit more about how it's affected you since.
Well, it's something that I kind of think about every day. You know, I am a mother.
Of course.
So, you know, protecting him is one of my biggest fears, you know. If something happening, sending him off to school.
Of course.
You know, it's helping to maintain that actual relationship because I don't really trust people.
Yeah.
So, like, once I feel uncertain about you, I'll just kind of back away.
Of course. I completely understand. Okay. Thank you so much. And are you currently employed?
Not at the moment.
That's okay. And did the police ever get involved? That would be a no since you never told anyone, is that right? Okay, that's okay.
No.
Okay, and at the facility, there would be records to show that you were there during those 4 months, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And also, do you have family members that would just be able to indicate that you were indeed there at the school at that time?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, they don't have to say anything or they don't have to know about anything about what happened to you. This is just if we were to ask them, did she go there during this time, and they would be able to corroborate the story.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and start preparing the consent forms that we need here. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay, perfect. And may I please have the full spelling of your first name?
Lashay, L-A-S-A-Y.
Okay, and is the S in your name going to be capitalized?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have L-A capital S-H-A-Y, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the full spelling of your last name?
R-A, G as in Tom, C as in Cat, L-I-F-F as in Frank.
Okay, that would be Ratcliffe. So I have R like Roger, A like Apple, T like Tom, C like Cat, L like Larry, I like Igloo, F like Frank. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
August 19th, 1986.
Okay, I have August 19th of 1986. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your social?
559-91. 0218.
559-910218. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the best email address for you, Lachey?
My last name, Radcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shay, S-H-A-Y-Y, at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll read that again. So I have your last name, Radcliffe, and then S-H-A-Y-Y at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and this is the best phone number for you, 702-296-8187?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the best address for you?
122 mm-hmm. South 15th Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, got it.
Is 891, there... oh, apartment 10, sorry.
That's okay, no worries. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll put that in. All right, I'll read that back. I have 122 South 15th Street, apartment 10, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89101. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and have you ever received a treatment or therapy as a result of what happened to you?
No, ma'am.
That's okay. All right. And who did you want us to put in as your emergency contact? Again, we're not going to be able to share any information about your case. This is just in case we're not able to reach you at this phone number.
My mom.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Her name is Denise.
Denise. Okay. And I'm ready for her phone number whenever you have it.
702.
Mm-hmm.
985.
Mm-hmm.
8187.
8187. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Bear with me one moment here while I go ahead and do this. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and send you over the paperwork now. Just bear with me a moment while I go ahead and put this in, okay? All right. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send you over the document. It's going to be through your text message. So you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone if you can.
Say that again.
You can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone if you can.
Okay. I got you on speaker.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and send it. It's going to send to both email and text. So whichever pops in first, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and, okay, so I just sent it. When it comes in, just go ahead and click on it. Okay, you should have popped in right about now. Okay, did you get the text message? Yes, from Hannah. Do you see the link that you can click on?
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay. I see. I think I can hear you a little bit better now. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I can. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. Don't worry. So click this link.
Yes. Go ahead and click the link that's there. And then once you click on the link, you'll be able to see the website for the DocuSign. And then I can walk you through that if you're not familiar with electronic signatures. Yeah, no worries. Take your time. I know you're handling so many things right now. Of course, being a mom, that's a full-time job, so I get it.
Okay, so it's a retainer agreement.
Yep, And then do you see a yellow next button at the top?
Yeah,
just go ahead and keep clicking on that button up until the point where you see the yellow box with the arrow and it says sign. Let me know when you get to that part.
Okay, so right now it's saying draw your signature?
Yes, go ahead and you can either draw your signature or you can just click where it says select style and they'll generate one for you. That's usually easier.
Okay.
And then once you see your full signature, your full name, at the bottom left, do you see where it says adopt and sign?
Okay.
Okay. And then just if you see more of those yellow boxes with the arrows pointing down, just go ahead and tap on each of those. There's only a couple. And then let me know when you get to the paperclip.
Hold on, babe.
Can I get in?
Why are you next to
you? I want to connect with you. You know, it's a cold.
Okay, so when I get to finish, that's the end of it?
Yes, but did you you do need to upload a picture of your ID. Are you able to do that on your phone right now?
I should be able to.
Yeah, you see the paper clip, right? Oh, okay, great. That's even better.
Do I have a picture of my phone or anything?
Okay, if not, you can just take a new one. That's okay, too. But you do see the paperwork clip where you can upload it directly on there, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay, great.
Let me see if I have a picture of it already. Let's set that down.
That's okay. I'm sorry about that.
Okay,
which page are you on? Do you need maybe
the
some
place
help?
where, okay, oh, the page where I just uploaded the ID.
Mm-hmm. And then do you see a done button?
It's like a little arrow. It says done.
Yeah, go ahead and click where it says done. And then once you click that, do you see where it says finish?
So I hit the done button, but it didn't do nothing. I hit the done button. The
That's
finish
okay.
one's up here.
Okay. And then, yeah, when you click finish, then I'll get it on my side.
You're done signing.
Perfect.
All right.
You can exit out of the page now. Let me just make sure everything looks good here, and then we'll be all set, okay? Okay, so the signature is beautiful, okay? And beautiful. Okay, I just wanted to make sure your name on the document, I put the Lachey as one word. Is that accurate, or are they two separate words?
Well, it's a capital S. I don't even know, Mama. I never asked that. People ask me that. My name is L-A, even though my S is capital.
Yeah.
It's still a little space between it, right?
Yeah.
A little hyphen thing. Okay, it's a little space, yes.
There is a little space? Okay, then I'll resend the document then, because I want to make sure that it is accurate, because since it is together, I don't want to have this one, okay?
Okay.
Would you be okay redoing it again, the signing? Okay, just bear with me one moment. Unless your name is correct as that, as in one word. But it's two words, is that right?
Yes, it is two.
It's two. Okay, then let me go ahead and just resend it to you. Bear with me a moment, okay? I'm sorry, you are going to have to redo that once again.
Okay.
But let me just go ahead and do that. Okay, let me see. Okay. Oh. Right. Bear with me here.
No beautiful temple.
Don't put no cold water.
That's not funny. You want to put you in the goddamn cold water? Well, don't do that shit. That's not funny at all. You people always got to slap your ass in the dirt.
Okay. Let me just change this here. Okay. So it's going to be L-A and then space. Shay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. All right, so I just resubmitted it. Let me go ahead. Oh, let me go ahead and do that. Okay. Okay, let me just make sure it's correct here again. Okay, and that's all correct here. Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure everything was good. All right, so I just sent that again to both your text and email. So whenever you see it, just go ahead and click on it, okay? Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Let me just go ahead and review this one. And then I just need to read you our disclaimer notice, and then I can let you go for today, okay?
Okay.
All right, so everything is good here. And again, the ID is beautiful. All right, let me go ahead and read you our disclosure notice. But before I do that, yeah. I just want to make sure, did you still keep in contact with anyone else from there? Are you aware of anyone else that may be needing our assistance?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Okay, that's okay. So before we go ahead and wrap this up, I just want to make sure you do know what to expect next. While the law firm is working on your claim, the attorneys are going to go over your information quite often to finalize your claim. So once your file does pass through what we call quality assurance, I'll be the one calling you, and then I can transfer you directly with the conference call with the law firm so that we can formally introduce you and get everything started, okay? They're going to go over some of the same questions we discussed today. So again, I appreciate you sharing this information with me. Just know that they are, you know, on the same page, and they want to get you the assistance that you deserve as well, okay? This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all details and ensure accuracy for your case. In the future, they may need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so that they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if any paperwork does come in from them, just make sure you review it and send it back as soon as possible, okay?
Okay.
And since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we just want to make sure you are fully prepared. So again, if we don't actually hear from them within the next 48 hours, we can actually give them a call directly just to be proactive on the case, all right? Can you please confirm that you will be available to speak to them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Perfect. And before I let you go, Lachey, are there any other questions that you have concerning the case or the process at all?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about what you went through. I'm going to text you right now with my number. It'll just be right here, 688-6038. I just sent you a text. That is my direct number. So if you ever do need to call me for any questions or updates, you can reach me at that number, okay? It's my direct number.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, well, I do appreciate your time. And yeah, I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.